The endorphins are a large family of peptide neurotransmitters divided into three principal subfamilies, each having characteristic profiles and biochemical origins. The endorphins that have been implicated in pleasure responses come from these various subfamilies and include enkephalines, dynorphins, and various longer peptide chains, including beta B endorphin. There are three main opioid receptors, each with differing affinity for the different opioid neurotransmitter substances. These opioid receptors are mu, getting its name because morphine acts mainly on this receptor, kappa, K, and delta, D receptors. As examples of the varying attraction or affinities, beta, B endorphin, mainly attaches to mu receptors, while the various dynorphins have a greater affinity for K receptors and the enkephalines for delta, D receptors. Nonetheless, most of these substances do attach to the other of the three opioid receptors, but with much less affinity. The endogenous opioid system and its various receptors are mainly located in areas of the brain responsible for pain relief. Example, in the brainstem area, midbrain, pons, and medulla oblongata, and regions of the spinal cord. The opioid system and its receptors are likewise found in the limbic system, responsible for pleasure and mood. The limbic areas rich in endogenous opioid system function are the ventral tegmentum, substantia nigra, hypothalamus, thalamus, dorsal striatum, consisting of caudate nucleus and putamen, and ventral striatum, olfactory tubercle and nucleus accumbens. The dorsal and ventral striata are together called the striatum. The other limbic system areas rich in endogenous opioids are the olfactory tubercle, ventral pallatum, nucleus accumbens, amygdala, hippocampus, septal area, also called septal nuclei, septum pellucidum, and prefrontal cortices. The dorsal striatum is responsible for thought and movement processing, including reward and other motivated movements. It also has a role in habit formation, which can be good or bad. On the other hand, the ventral striatum is concerned with pleasure and mood. The pleasure and reward functions of the endogenous opioid system are also subserved by regions of the hypothalamus and prefrontal cortex. Other regions of the brain are also important for the actions of the endorphin system. Example, pituitary and olfactory bulb.